Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of your fathers gives you to possess, all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places in which the nations which you shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And you shall overthrow their altars, and break their stone idols, and burn their idol poles with fire, and you shall hew down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his dwelling place shall you seek, and there you shall come. And there you shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vowed offerings, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand unto, you and your households, in which the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall not do according to all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For you are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance, which the Lord your God gives you. But when you go over Jordan, and dwell in the land which the Lord your God gives you to inherit, and when he gives you rest from all your enemies round about, so that you dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. There shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice offerings which you vow unto the Lord. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you, and your sons, and your daughters, and your men servants, and your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, forasmuch as he has no partner inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you offer not your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which the Lord shall choose and one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Nevertheless you may kill and eat flesh in all your gates, whatsoever your soul desires, according to the blessing of the Lord your God which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the gazelle, and as of the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood, you shall pour it upon the earth as water. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your grain, or of your wine, or of your oil, or the firstlings of your herds or of your flock, nor any of your offerings which you vow, nor your freewill offerings, or heave offering of your hand. But you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God shall choose, you, and your son, and your daughter, and your manservant, and your maidservant, and the Levite that is within your gates. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all that you put your hands unto. Take heed to yourself that you forsake not the Levite as long as you live upon the earth. When the Lord your God shall enlarge your border, as he has promised you, and you shall say, I will eat flesh, because your soul longs to eat flesh, you may eat flesh, whatsoever your soul desires. If the place which the Lord your God has chosen to put his name there is too far from you, then you shall kill of your herd and of your flock, which the Lord has given you, as I have commanded you, and you shall eat in your gates whatsoever your soul desires. Even as the gazelle and the hart is eaten, so you shall eat them, the unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that you eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and you may not eat the life with the flesh. You shall not eat it, you shall pour it upon the earth as water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you, and with your children after you, when you shall do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Only your holy things which you have, and your vowed offerings, you shall take, and go into the place which the Lord shall choose. And you shall offer your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord your God, and the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you, and with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God shall cut off the nations from before you, where you go to possess them, and you displace them, and dwell in their land. Take heed to yourself that you are not snared by following them, after they are destroyed from before you, and that you inquire not after their gods, saying, How did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God, for every abomination to the Lord, which he hates, have they done unto their gods, for even their sons and their daughters they have burned in the fire to their gods. Whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it, you shall not add thereto, nor take away from it.